Well, Paul, well done. That was the epitome of professionalism, was it not?
Yeah, well, especially first half. You know, I thought the players were outstanding. You know, it's a tricky place to come with a long trip down here today for the second time. You know, and that's what we said to the players. Look, well, one thing we're going to have to do today is match their attitude and their desire and their work rate, especially the first 20 minutes. And if we can, take the game by the scruff of the neck, you know, and we wanted to get an early goal and going at half-time, not just knocking the stuffing at the players, but the fans as well, you know. Yeah. And I was delighted with that. Second half, give Weston a lot of credit, you know, because they chucked everything at us. They were a right threat from set pieces. You know, but it was a professional performance from our players, which is what I wanted.
Yeah, it's inevitable that you drop off with a three-goal cushion. You know the game's safe.
Yeah, it is, and mentally more than anything else, you know. You know, disappointed with the chances we created, especially first half, that we didn't score more goals, but got to give the players a lot of credit.
Yeah, Carl Bennett, who was, I believe was left out against Sheffield United, I thought he was excellent today. Do you think he had a point to prove?
No, not even that. You know, we've been rotating the wide players around Kyle and Harry Forrester. And when Kyle came on Saturday, he made a real impact. You know, so we wanted to give him a start tonight. I thought it was excellent in the first half. I thought James Coppinger was outstanding as well. Richie Wellens in the middle of the park. Mm. You know, so we had a lot of good performances. And it was important we kept the ball well tonight as well, and tried to, as I said, keep the enthusiasm or get the enthusiasm of the Western players down a little bit by keeping the ball.
And you've got Rochdale at the weekend, but are you looking forward to round two?
Yeah, I am now. You know, I didn't want to speak about it before because it would have showed a lot of disrespect to Weston. And funnily enough, my last game at Boundary Park as manager was an FA Cup tie against Liverpool. Mm. So I'm looking forward to going back there now.
Yeah. And just finally, I suppose a word on Weston Supermare and their fans. It was a big night for them. They didn't disgrace themselves by any means, especially in that second period.
Fantastic. You know, not just the players on the pitch, the manager, the fans, everybody to do with the club. You know, even when the game got called off down here, they're an absolute credit. I'd like to thank them for the welcome that they've gave us all, you know. And